From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. As its final act of this legislative year, the Republican-led Senate today completed the biggest expansion of Medicare since the program's founding 38 years ago. The $395 billion bill includes a privately managed benefit to partially cover outpatient prescription drugs, and there is a plan to make Medicare compete with private health plans. Passing the bill was a milestone for the Bush administration, but the Senate leaves town with other big legislation still pending. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The Medicare bill passed the Senate 54-44. 11 Democrats and one independent backed the measure, along with most Republicans, while 9 fiscally conservative Republicans joined most Democrats in opposing it. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist hailed the vote on the Senate floor.
This is an extraordinary day for seniors and indeed all Americans. The legislation that we just passed is consequential. It's far-reaching for every American. It touches all of us in material ways, in meaningful ways. It is epochal in the sense that it modernizes Medicare to provide 21st century care for our seniors.
But Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle pointed out that unlike the day in 1965 when Congress enacted Medicare, today there were no crowds of elderly people showing their support in the Senate gallery. Daschle said that's because the bill falls far short of what seniors had hoped for and threatens to undermine Medicare with its big subsidies for private health plans.
So this may be the end of this debate, but it is only the end of the beginning of the long, long debate that I predict will occur. Beginning tomorrow, as senior citizens begin to fully appreciate the magnitude of the problems this legislation creates for them, this bill is deeply flawed.
The final Medicare vote came 4 days after the Senate blocked another top item on the Bush administration's legislative agenda, a massive overhaul of the nation's energy policy. Last night, Majority Leader Frist gave up trying to find the 2 extra votes he needs to break a filibuster on the energy bill, saying he'll try again when the Senate returns in January. Idaho Republican Larry Craig today scolded his colleagues for blocking the bill, which promised a billion-dollar nuclear reactor for his state.
Shame on this Senate, because a little bit wasn't right here or a little bit wasn't right there. Nobody looked down the road. Nobody got out in front of their headlights to try to understand the implication of failing to move a bill that produces long-term investment in the energy sector.
The Senate also leaves town with 7 of this year's 13 spending bills unfinished. Republican negotiators have been trying to roll all those bills into one, and last night they struck a deal to avert a presidential veto by inserting a provision that allows networks to buy more local TV stations. But that deal with the White House angered Senate Democrats, and even though the House plans to meet briefly next month to approve the $390 billion omnibus spending bill, some senators refused to return to give it final passage in their chamber. And Bill Young, who chairs the House Appropriations Committee, rejected the suggestion of his Senate counterpart, Ted Stevens, who wanted to reopen negotiations.
If we were to have to go back to conference and go through this drill all over again, I don't think you would produce a better bill. To the contrary, I think you would produce a less attractive bill.
The impasse means that 10 of the administration's 14 departments will likely continue to be funded at last year's levels until late January. Senate Republicans late last year sharply criticized their Democratic colleagues, who were then in power, for failing to get spending bills passed. This year, despite the Republicans' control of both the White House and Congress, that congressional task remains unfinished once again. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.